Gonna watch some news and play some guitar. It's about 4 a.m. Eastern time. And CNN and MSNBC have live news broadcasts right now. Japan's GDP, see how big they are. I think it's pretty big for the size of the country and population. How the U.S. just decides to get involved in other people's affairs from time to time in certain countries for certain reasons. Some stuff will just totally let go forever, and depending on the country. And other stuff will like put their foot down and go, like, no, enough is enough, and you can't do this, and you're going to do it this way. And just that's that. China is pretty passive, and I think China plays the long game.
The Chinese foreign ministry just responded to Biden's clarification.
China thinks just being passive, they're still going to be dragged into a lot of this crap.
And they reiterated Taiwan remains the best of China's so-called red lines, even though the ruling Communist Party here has never controlled the island, they do consider it part of China's territory. That's why officials here have been lashing out Mr. Biden's remarks on Monday.
And I think you're looking to Africa for investments and things like that too in that year. And also Asia, of course.
Now, this kind of fiery rhetoric obviously not new and not surprising. There's no question in the minds of many analysts and like many Chinese officials seem to be confident in these presidential jobs, if you will, and take two
Thank you.
tropes as Pence desperate to chase his lost relatives. Well, we had a radio show before this, and then what? And then, I think he was a politician before that. He was like a good soldier. You know, he didn't really confront Trump like at all. But, so he's really walked the line, played the middle from his conservative establishment base and Donald J. Trump's, whatever you want to call that. An awfully diverse country. There's all kinds of news, all kinds of people. I thought I had this on the other station. That's better. Both of my commercials, so I'm just playing, didn't really think about it.
Face on a day-to-day basis. I mean, at some point, are you just going to say, we're not going to do ask this question to you. If something like this happens again, are you going to do the same thing?
The jewelry exchange.
Randy Kay, CNN, Palm Beach County, Florida. sudden death or take a stand against her, in the case of multiple ex-witnesses to the stand, Timothy G. Nazaris brings down the trial defense.
On Monday, there was a lot of expert testimony in regard to money damages in the death case. On the side of Amber Heard, there was an expert witness that testified that the op-ed that Amber Heard had published in the Washington Post, that it did not ruin Johnny Depp's career, that he ruined it himself. But there have been witnesses for Depp that have said that 3 days after that op-ed came out, where Amber Heard said, "I am a public figure and I am the face of domestic abuse," that Disney sent a communication saying that final decision, they would not be using Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean 6. Now, in other testimony, because this is a defamation case, credibility is so important, and credibility of Amber Heard is really at stake here. In Australia in 2015, when Depp was making Pirates of the Caribbean 5, he testified about his finger being severed, the tip of it. He said that Amber Heard had one ball was at him, and then one of them landed on the edge of the bar in Rome, and that then severed his finger. Well, Heard's team put on an orthopedic surgeon who actually looked at the x-rays. He said that version, it just can't be so. Take a listen.
It's not consistent with what we see in the described injury pattern or in the type of photographs. And there are several elements. The description was of the hand being flat on a bar and the bottom crushing the finger from the top. But looking at the images, there's really no significant injury to the dorsal of the finger. And to create the type of injury with that type of compression degree, we would anticipate both injury to the fingernail and other parts of the finger.
Now, Amber Heard testified herself that she doesn't know how the finger was severed, but that there was a bone on the wall and that Johnny Depp actually forcibly got it out of the wall, and so that's how he severed his finger. But we haven't seen any pictures of any bone or any hole in any wall. And once again, this is all about the credibility. So Heard is still in her case in chief. She has not rested. On Tuesday morning here in the United States, the question will be, will she rest? And it goes then.
You're saying Johnny Depp might testify again the second time.
And the pivotal question is, will Johnny Depp get back on the stand? And if so, who will call him? Chief Cassara, CNN, New York.
Now, after 3 months of relentless fighting for Ukraine, it will also be
imagine if this guy was just an out-of-work actor. Russian diplomat resigns in protest against aggressive war. Like, is there any evidence whatsoever that this man was actually in the Russian military? You see, he resigns. I've only heard some of the story, though. I hear he's still in Russia. But he could be under arrest.
Yeah, this is very rare. He was a veteran diplomatic service employee.
Yeah.
His face wincing as his pain at the pump and all these red arrows going on. How we should bloop and why we should bloop. Come on, give us a song and dance.
Feel the energy needs of this country.
Just keep bouncing around the courts for a while. Sounds like something that was just for COVID times. You know, like you're probably back to the courts before that.
Thank you so much for your time. She's my messiah from the So his story there, very similar to other stories that we have heard in this shelter. The shelter's called the
It wasn't a bad idea. Keeping everybody on the Mexican side while they wait for their
the majority of the migrants right now are actually Haitian. But as you concerned for our interview there. He is at a swim-in.
I think this is kind of stuff from there. It's on the people that are likely to be admitted into the country.
Some of them want to enter into one of the dormitories here.
Again, I'm really assuming close to it. Large blue sea meeting.
Sunlight to darkness here. There's no lights here, but you can see just how
so that's the problem here. Is that the U.S. can't get to their cases quickly enough.
There are dozens of people.
U.S. have their shit together.
Most of whom are spread out to the facility. They've asked us
they can process every one of these immigrants at the border in half an hour. Instead of giving them a number, turning them away, or saying, wait, and fend for yourself. Some foreign country. I think that's a pretty good example of government.
To apply for asylum.
Government just failing to keep up.
With the expiration of Title 42, that they could have gone to the border to do that more easily. Of course, that didn't happen. The federal judge in Louisiana continuing to allow that policy to be in place, and that's been very disappointing for people here, many of whom would have gone to the border to try and apply for asylum. We spoke to the director of this facility earlier today, who told us that things can't continue like this. He's building just across the street that he says can house more than double what he can hold right now. And when that is finished in 2 months' time, he says he already knows that there won't be enough people, enough room, rather, to handle all of the people, he says, are still living in this area.
Speak to Kim Jong-un and how he would do it, said it was up to Kim Jong-un.